Hi, this is the dictation for Shaukat Oraha, S-H-A-W-K-A-T-O-R-A-H. Shaukat Oraha, date of service 11-22-2023. I'm sorry, date of service is 11-21-2023, date of birth 9-30-2009, and date of accident is 7-28-2023. This is as follows. The patient report that his pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back is around 4. It can get worse up to 8. The pain in the right knee is significant, and it is 8-9, making it difficult for him to walk or climb the stairs beyond 3 or 4 steps. He cannot sit on the floor, and his pain in the right knee is the worst among all the pains. His headaches are reported to be around 4-6, and mostly in the front forehead area. His mood is horrible and he is depressed. He cannot walk upstairs, downstairs, and his mobility is at restriction. He wants to explore the idea of getting an injection into the right knee, although the patient doesn't want any injection anywhere. He's kind of scared. His pain is varying from 4-8. ADLs are 7. Please review the chart for the rest of the information. He reports 50% improvement, and his ADLs are affected to the tune of 5. He reports of headaches, occasional dizziness, loss of memory, lack of focus, anxiety, and depression, and does not have any issues with vision problems or any issue with the loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or seizures. Occasional loss of memory is reported, and please review the chart for that. For the additional history, no changes. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination will reveal the following. The blood pressure is 121/71. Pulse is 76. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 10-25-2023, dictation number 1031-046. Diagnosis, the same plan is to continue giving an injection to the right knee based on the MRI finding, which shows a issue of involvement of the right knee medial meniscus posterior horn articular surface, which is frayed, and there is a local areas of bone marrow edema with a peripheral medial femoral condyle and medial tibial plateau, causing the contusion of the bone and leading to the cause of pain. In addition, patient is provided with the medications which are as follows. Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for the healing. Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief. 1 or 2 PRN. Alavil is provided. 50 milligram at night for sleep. GAD disorder for relaxation. Lyrica is provided for pain relief. And then lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Patient continues on a physical therapy and also 2 times a day, focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, and right knee with traction massage. We added a chiropractic acupuncture also for the patient. And he is also provided with a disability for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. The patient has been is being provided with the injection to the right knee as follows. A medical injection is called intra-articular injection of the right knee with dexamethasone and Marcan. The medical indications are based on the physical findings of severe pain in the right knee, especially worse on climbing the stairs and sitting on the floor, and also MRI finding of fraying of the medial meniscus as shown in the MRI. The injection will help heal and relieve the pain and decrease the need for pain medication and possibly avoid surgery. The injection was done according to the protocol, and patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.